Okay, confession. I don't like shopping for clothes, but at least I can usually find things in my size. I fall somewhere in the middle of the American bell curve for clothing. But finding the right fit is just not that easy for Ping Huang. Here's her story.
Let's just be clear. I'm short. Like, really short. I'm 4'9 and 3/4, which is about the size of a 9-year-old girl. But I am an adult. I'm 30 years old, Asian American, and my size is not that unusual for someone of my background. But here in America, clothes off the racks just do not fit. Pants are super baggy. Necklines plunge down to my ribs. So I often wind up wearing children's clothes. But this comes with its own problems. Shirts and dresses are designed for the flat-chested, which I am not. And don't even get me started on the bows and frills. When it comes to clothes, America is telling me, I'm not a girl, but not a woman. So I was really excited to hear that Uniqlo was coming to town. Uniqlo is a clothing chain from Japan. It's often described as a Japanese version of The Gap. And it's been around for a few years in New Jersey, New York, and San Francisco. But this fall, they're kicking off a big U.S. expansion that includes my hometown, Boston. Their clothes are simple and basic, but the part that matters to me, their sizing. It consistently runs small. I showed up at their Boston pop-up store on opening day. It was a hot summer afternoon, and the music was thumping. I explained my sizing issues to sales associate Rachel Arani.
Yeah, actually, that's who our clothing is made for everyone, but especially we accommodate to small people. And our sizing is actually a little bit small because our clothing originated in Japan, as you may know.
Rachel was standing next to a wall of tank tops, which she totally recommended.
We have these Aerism tops, which fit everyone really nicely, and they stretch really well. They are odor-proof, and they are dry fit, super light, and they do run a size smaller than most American sizing, but you'd probably be like an extra small or a small in these.
In a typical store, extra small is large on me, but at Uniqlo, it was the small that fit. $20 for a shirt that was flattering and odor-proof? I was sold. Outside the store, I ran into Kazuka Kuwahara. She looked about my size, so I asked her where she shops.
I shop at Anthropology, but to be honest, their clothes don't fit me.
But where did she get her cute summer dress?
I mean, I bought this from TJ Maxx, and it's like, kind of fits me.
That's kind of how I feel about most of my clothes. And it's not just me. There are a lot of people here in this country who don't fit American sizes. So having a place like Uniqlo in our neighborhood, it's a big deal. But the rest of America could be raining on our parade. It turns out that Uniqlo has gotten complaints since opening here. One internet reviewer said he was tortured by the sizing. And the fashion blog Racked quipped that Uniqlo was starting to realize that, unlike the Japanese, American women are not paper dolls. The truth is, Uniqlo's U.S. operations are not profitable. Collectively, their 25 stores on the East and West Coasts are in the red. And one of their biggest challenges in breaking into the U.S. mainstream market is sizing. Yuya Tanahashi, Uniqlo's Boston area manager, calls it an ongoing struggle for the brand.
So we're actually analyzing every year about the fit.
Basically, they're checking sales data in each of their stores around the world, including here.
Yeah, we're going to try to, you know, find out the best fit for the Boston customers as well by analyzing, you know, which item sells and which sizes sells.
The company says they're looking into changing the sizes they offer in the U.S., in their words, they're figuring out how to provide a more 3D fit for American shoppers. So all those glorious, form-flattering smalls in the Boston store, they may not be small for long. But Tanahashi did offer me this.
Actually, we have kids' line as well. And it's kind of, you know, many adults actually purchase kids' line, meaning the boys and the girls' style. So I will try to recommend the girls' style as well.
The kids' section, again? For the world, I'm Ping Huang, Boston.
I'm sure Ping isn't the only one with this problem. Some of you must also struggle to find clothes that fit. Where do you shop for clothes and how has it changed or has it not changed and you're still struggling? Let us know at PRI.org.